This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
I'm Patrick Smith, in for Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Right now, you're listening to a performance of Crazy Little Thing Called Love by the Hicks Brothers Ukulele Band, a local group of ukulele players. Reset sat down with members Carl Hicks and Kathy Murphy just ahead of their performance at the Geneva Public Library for National Ukulele Day and Groundhog Day. Sasha began with Carl, asking him how the band came together.
Well, it's kind of a convoluted story, but basically I used to have a music store, a retail music store, and around the time, I would say 2011 or a little earlier, all of a sudden there was a demand for ukuleles to play. And I think part of it was there were a couple of songs. One's called Hey Soul Sister by Train.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you know that one.
And oh, then definitely.
Another one called I'm Yours by Jason Mraz. And I'm not even sure if both of them used a ukulele, but it sounded like a ukulele, and it just seemed like people wanted to play.
Really? You know? So people were just coming into the shop asking, do you have ukuleles?
Right. And one of my brothers said, you know, I've heard about ukulele groups or clubs. To sell more ukuleles, maybe we should start it up. Which one of my other brothers said, okay, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
And we have a little bit of a history. My dad was a big Hawaiian guitar fan. He played the ukulele. We had him in our house when I was a kid. And it kind of went from there. So he started the group and people started coming and the rest is history.
Yeah, I find this ukulele connection really interesting because over the years, I feel like the instrument's been kind of overlooked. When you think of all of the string instruments, right, then also there's the ukulele. And it seemed like maybe just a very specific group of folks who took interest in playing it and learning more about it. So I want you to talk more about that. Why aren't ukuleles part of orchestras, for instance?
Well,
why don't we see
they're
that?
Not very loud, for one.
Well,
they're little. And I think a lot of things that the ukulele does, other instruments can do, like a harp, because they use nylon strings as well. And generally speaking, fretted instruments are not part of orchestras. You know, bands maybe, you know, jazz bands and dance bands. But in a regular orchestra, it's, you know, violins and things like that.
Yeah.
So also, it's been thought of as a Hawaiian instrument. Even though in the 30s, there were a number of people who played it and played standards, American standards.
I just think of, you know, as a parent, all the concerts I had to go to for my kids who were in both band and strings. And that would have been a cool instrument to be part of those functions.
Yeah. And now there are ukulele classes and things that
Wonderful.
You can find in schools.
Yeah.
So people are sort of discovering it again.
Well, someone else who discovered it is Kathy.
Yeah, that's me.
Tell me your involvement.
Well, I started playing guitar when I was in high school, and I played it for quite a bit in bands and some solo work and stuff. And I started, my dad was a jazz musician, and I heard a lot of Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald, the music from the 30s and 40s, mm-hmm. which had wonderful chords in them, complicated songs, really beautiful. And I always wanted to play those songs, and I never could. I just couldn't get it on the guitar. So when I retired, I decided to take some classes and see if I could get better. And I took a class on guitar at the Old Town School of Folk Music. And I wandered into the shop, and there hanging on the wall was a ukulele about this big.
Yeah.
And it was really inexpensive. So I just bought it on a whim. And that was the beginning.
I want to try this.
That was about 12 years ago. And turns out I can play those fancy chords on the ukulele. And so I am like kind of like playing those songs.
Yeah. Well, your guitar experience, did that make it a lot easier?
Yes, because the shape of the chords are the same. They're not the same chords, but the shapes are the same.
Oh, interesting.
Is that the way to say it, Carl?
Yeah. If you play a D chord on the guitar, it's the same as a G on the ukulele.
Okay.
So it's a different chord.
It translates pretty easily.
Yeah.
So my fingers were ready to go on that. And then since I had a ukulele, I started checking around to see if maybe I should take lessons and figure out how to do this. And I found Hicks Brothers Music Shop. Mm-hmm. And turns out they had a class once a week on Saturday mornings, I think it was. And mm-hmm. it was the beginning of my involvement with the ukulele band.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So many people in the band, Carl, are older. Can you speak to that? Why do you think the ukulele is a great instrument for older people to learn?
Well, it's not their fault they're older, in a way.
There's no fault there at all.
Well, it's a lot of chords you can play with just one or two fingers.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to get your arm around, obviously. But we have younger people, too. There's a granddaughter of a couple of people in the group playing. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of private students that are, you know, like 10 or 11 years old. I mean, it's the kind of thing you can take to school without any kind of a problem. But I think for older people, you know, it's a chance to do something with a group mm-hmm. that, you know, anytime you're making music, you're going to feel better. And if you're practicing, hopefully they're practicing, you're thinking about that, not about your health issues or any other things going on, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a good diversion for them, and they're good people, and, you know, it's nice. A lot of them have never been in a band before, and so...
That's cool.
Being part of a group that plays music, you know, there's really nothing better than that.
Yeah. Talk about how it feels while you're playing, Kathy.
Well, I love performing, and I've done a lot of performing in my life, including when I lived in Champaign.
Really?
Being involved with operas and musicals.
Where have you performed?
Well, down in Champaign-Urbana quite a bit, mm-hmm. in festivals and things like that.
Amazing.
And the ukulele is fun. I know how to play it now. I know how to play those what I call fancy chords. And something very important, we now have a ukulele festival in Aurora, Illinois.
Yes.
Started in 2018, has been going since every year. And in fact, it's going to be the last weekend in April this time. And
oh, wow.
It's very popular. We have workshops and performers that come in from all over the Midwest and actually all over the country.
That's
and,
incredible.
A lot of people like the ukulele.
Yeah. That's
great. And it's lighter to carry than a guitar.
That's the thing. I think that's, for me, most attractive. What kind of songs do you play, Carl?
All kinds. And that's what we've kind of done now. It started out as being sort of a Hawaiian-related thing, but I'm not a very good Hawaiian guitar player, so we do Beatles. We've done Santana, mm-hmm. Eagles.
Jimmy Buffett.
It's all kinds of music.
Girl and, groups.
So Santana must be beautiful.
Yeah, well, we try.
We're just starting that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But the idea, at least in my mind, is to try to find songs that are fun to play, that they're familiar with, and that's usually songs from the 60s and 70s. But there's a whole wide range of tunes that we can play.
What keeps you in this group, Kathy? What keeps you coming back?
Well, it's really fun, and we have a good time every Saturday morning when we...
How long are you all rehearsing?
2 hours. everyone. Okay. Every Saturday
Although
morning.
Although it takes them an hour to leave afterwards.
then there's the chick chat.
Well, it's a social thing, too.
It
of
is.
Course.
And, it really is.
Meeting new people, learning new songs. Carl's a really good teacher. And the song sheets are always good with interesting chords on them. And it's nice to meet new people and have something, not that I don't have a lot of other things to do, but to have something that involves playing music and playing yeah. music for people, too, when we perform.
So I heard something pretty awesome, Carl, that people haven't only found a love for playing the ukulele, but they are actually finding love, like L-O-V-E,
yes,
in your
L-O-V-E
group.
Love.
You've got to tell us the story. I know you've probably told it 1,000 times, but yeah. I'm going to make you tell it 1,001 times.
Well, it's Kevin and Lisa who are talking about, and apparently they didn't know each other until they met in one of these classes. And actually, I remember, this is what the story is, that somebody was telling Lisa that guy over there, Kevin, he's a really nice guy. Maybe you should talk to him. And I thought it was only a couple years. But 8 years later, they got married.
Oh, my goodness.
Which was nice.
That is incredible. So can we credit? Are you the matchmaker?
No.
You did this.
No, it wasn't me personally. I tried to keep them apart. I'm just kidding. But one of the other uke people, Kathy Cusro, she brought them together. And it's just a nice sort of thing to hear about.
Such a cute story.
It is.
You know, in all seriousness, I wonder what it's like for you as an instructor and leader. You know, you heard what Kathy Murphy said a moment ago about just it being so social and fun. She used the word fun. You're seeing so much positivity and so much connection coming out of your work. What does that feel like?
It's great. It's great. They're good people. They want to learn. We play music together. We joke around a lot. It's just a nice thing to be able to do, especially at this point in our lives. I think.
Yeah, and we get to perform.
Yeah, we perform for.
And I really like that, I think a lot of people do.
Yeah. What is it about the performances that you like? Is it because it's finally the moment where you get to sort of showcase what you had been doing on Saturday mornings?
I guess. Why do I like to perform? I've always liked it. So it's just. Having people around me playing the same thing, we're all playing together. It's teamwork. And then the audience watching us, and there's always a nice size audience for us.
And they're very appreciative. We play at nursing homes and assisted living places. And, you know, those are people who really enjoy what
they do. Look forward to it.
And they sing along on a lot of the songs, which is really nice.
Oh, I love that so much. What's your upcoming performance that you want to tell us about today?
Sunday, which is Groundhog Day, is also National Ukulele Day. And we'll be playing at the Geneva Public Library in Geneva, on Sunday afternoon at 2:00, this coming Sunday.
Speaking of Groundhog Day, I hear you have a groundhog song. You got to explain.
Well, one of our uke people, I asked her about 6 months ago, I said, you know, instead of doing the song Hound Dog, maybe you could think of some words for groundhog. So,
like you ain't nothing but a groundhog.
Right, but she changed it to "You'd better wake up, groundhog." And she goes on and on, and it's pretty funny. So,
it's for Groundhog Day.
Yes,
sure.
Oh my goodness, we gotta have you play that.
You gotta wake up, groundhog. You've been sleeping half the year. You gotta wake up, groundhog. Your day is drawing near. On February 2nd, you'll tell us if spring is here. You gotta wake up, groundhog. It's time to rise and shine. You gotta wake up, groundhog. Winter lasts a long time. If you see your shadow, you ain't no friend of mine. If you see your shadow, wasn't that the best you've ever heard? And here's the music. She put a little picture of a groundhog. Isn't that goofy?
I want you to make your best pitch, Kathy, to folks that are listening. Why should they pick up the ukulele and give it a try?
Well, it's easier than any other instrument I have ever played. And One way to find out about whether you like it or not is to come to our festival the last weekend in April at Two Brothers Roundhouse. There are workshops, and if you have a ukulele, you can come to the workshop and learn something new and see some good performers, too.
Yeah. So if people are interested in learning more about the group, where should we send them?
Musical Expressions in Naperville.
Musical Expressions?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's where...
It's a music school.
That's where we... do our...
So they just show up? That you don't need them to call you first?
No, they should call. They should call us first.
Is there a website?
They do have a website, yes. I don't know what it is, but I know there's a website.
Carl.
Sort.
Carl, I'm trying to get people to come out.
I know. Well,
help me help you. So it looks like it's ensembleschools.com / musical expressions.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And you're taking new band members, right?
We can, but they're gonna have to audition.
You got
to
be really good.
No, you have to know some chords and cut your nails.
Yes, I know. I'm going to have to cut mine down. All right, we have been speaking with Carl Hicks, who's a ukulele teacher and leader of the Hicks Brothers Ukulele Band, and Kathy Murphy, who's a member of the group. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
I'm going to audition. I'm going to cut my nails and then audition.
All right, I'm going to hold you to it.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm going to cry.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Micah Yasin. It was edited by Maha Ahmed and mixed by Ethan Schwab. From news to food to music, Reset covers it all. To learn more and stay in the know, subscribe wherever you listen or find us at wbez.org/reset. I'm Patrick Smith, in for Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening.
I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.